This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kava tereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anasi, uri musi wemuvhuro, nyamavhuvhu 15, 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7, nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 6065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Panenge patotanga kuita mutauro mushure memazuva maviri chete vatsvangirai namai mujuru vapa vanhu chivimbiso chekuti vari kuita mushandira pamwe. Vakarwa hunde yerusununguko kuNorton vanoti vachekawo kama nezano PF, nekudaro vari kutsigira vatemba muliswa musarudzo dzekuNorton. Sangano rerura uTeachers Union of Zimbabwe rotanga kuratidzira utungamiri hwaro uchifamba kubva kumutawatawa mudunhu remaramba pfungwe kuenda kuHarare. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Panenge patotanga kuita ropa rakaipa pakati pemutungamiri webato rinopikisa reMDCT vamogen Changirai nemutungamiri webato reZimbabwe People First amai Joyce Mujuru, kunyange hazvo vaviri ava vakaita musangano pamwe chete nemusi wemugovera. Chinonzi chapa kuti paite mweya wakaipa nekufungidzirana inhare mbozha inonzi yakachaiwa kuna vatsvangirai navamugabe. Blessing Zulu Studio 7 anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mutauriri webato rinopikisa reZimbabwe People First varugare Gumbo vatenda kuStudio 7 kuti havasi kunyatsonzwisisa kuti sei vamugabe vakafonera vatsvangirai, asi vati izvi zvinogona kukonzera zinyekenyeke.
Hazvida kuti tatakandamadza nokuti tatagara chiuo varunyevenyeve kuti ivo vatsvangirai navamugabe vane fekti yavo yavakaita kudai kuti vamegeshuwa kuti vanochengetana. Zvinhu zvokunzwa zvinhu zvakada saizvozvo ndo zvinozoita kuti kuve nekutaura kwakaipa. Kati chiripo chacho ndechekuti kana vanga vasina pekti vaigomudanirei ivopo kuti vava kuitei, imezvirava nezvimwe zvavanga vanazvo zvavakatenderana.
Mashoko aya atenderwawo nevamwe vakuru mubato reMDCT avo varamba kuburitsa mazita avo pachena. Asi mutauriri wavatsvangirai vaLuke Tamborinyoka vaudza Studio 7 kuti mashoko aya ndeemugodzi matsuro, vachiti hapana chibvumirano chakaitwa pakati pavamugabe navatsvangirai.
Chatinongotaura ndechekuti mazira angu ina hapana pakti mhepo pakati pavamugabe navatsvangirai. Ndinofunga nyaya yekuti vatsvangirai makore ese avanga achirwisa utongi hweuori hwavamugabe inyaya inozikanwa nemunhu wese kuti tichiita nepakti, aiwa ndinofunga kuti zvahazvisirizvo. Hapana pakti ipo. Asi pakupinda mumashoko akataura namapanhare mbozha, chandingakwanisa kutaura ndechekuti handingakomende zvangu panyaya yeprivate communication yakaita pakati pavatsvangirai navamugabe. Asi huri tichi pane pakti pakati pavairi, aiwa hapana pakti iripo.
Asi mumwe mutevedzeri wavatsvangirai mubato reMDCT vaNelson Chamisa vatiwo kubatana kwakakosha panguva ino kudarika kukandirana nyoka mhenyu.
Chinangwa ndechekuti vanhu vese ngavaite mukomberanwa. Rume rime harikombi churu. Munozviziva kuti denga kuti riturikwe rinoturikwa nekubatsirana. Ngatitarisei nekukombana nedambudziko, gariranewo ukoko tisangane. Ndo zvatinoda isu. Izvimwe zvose zvingataurika zvine zviri zvokufadza uyo anoda kuti vanhu vagare vari muutapwa.
Vagumbo vatendawo kuti ichokwadi kuti panoda kuitwa mubatira pamwe chuma chomuzukuru. Asi dzimwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika dzinoti kunetsana kwavepo uku kunoratidza pachena kuti nyaya yekurwira zvigaro inogona kukanganisa mubatanidzwa uyu. nyanzvi munyadzi zvematongerwo enyika muzvinafundo Francis Musoni vanoti kana vatsvangirai vakaita hurukuro navamugabe panogona kuita mutauro.
Kana chiri chokwadi kuti nharembozha iyo yakaitwa zveshuwa inogona kuita kuti kunyanya vadivire kona mai mujuru nevavanoshanda navo vanogona kuva nekunyunyuta pamusoro penharembozha iyoyo.
Muzvinafundo Musoni vativo nyaya yekuti ndiana anotungamira mubatanidzwa uyu inogona kukonzera kunetsana. Asi vanotungamira ZANUPF Youth League vakudzai Chipanga vati ivo mubatanidzwa uyu kutungana kwembudzi.
Sangano vatwara mai mujuru natsvangirai unoratidza vanhu nemamwe mapolitical parties e7s in the national community kuti hakuna party inogona kudya ZANUPF muZimbabwe. Kuti muone maopposition political parties aotofunga nyaya yecoalition inyaya yekuti vatoona kuti zoni ZANUPF hapana party inokwanisa kuidya. So that was an event.
Asi vamusoni vati kubatana kwevanopikisa kwakakosha kana vachida kukunda ZANUPF musarudzo. Sarudzo dzenyika dziri kuitwa muna 2018 uye vakawanda vanotenderana kuti vanopikisa vakasabatana vanogona kukundwa nebato rezanupf iro riri kuita zinyekenyeke nekuda kwekusagadzikana. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muWashington DC, ndini Blessing Zulu.
Asi kunyange poita mutauro wakanyanya nemugovera sekutaura kuri kuita mutoro wedu nautaura ushava, kwakave nemufaro wakanyanya mugweru apo mapato maviri aya akaita mushandira pamwe.
Takaita chiswa nekwinemuswe womugovera muguta regweru apo mutungamiri webato reZimbabwe People First amai Joyce Mujuru pamwe nevamwe vakuru vakuru webato iri vakabatana nemutungamiri weMDCT vamoge Ntsvangirai nevamwe vakuru vakuruwo pamwe chete nevatsigiri webato iri mukuratidzira kusafara kwavo pamusoro pekusamira zvakanaka kwezvinhu munyika. Mushure mekuratidzira uku, vatsvangirai vakazoendawo kumusangano wekutsvaga rutsigiro webato reZimbabwe People First wakaitwa muMukoba Stadium musi wemugovera wekare. Vatsvangirai vakaudza zviuru nezviuru zvevatsigiri veMDCT neZPF zvaive pagungano iri kuti vanotenda nekupinda kwakaitwa namai Mujuru nevamwe vavo veZPF mukuratidzira kwakaitwa neveMDCT. Vakatiwo shuviro yeveruzhinji munyika ndeyekuti vemapato anopikisa vabatane kuti vabvise hurumende ZANUPF iyo vanoti ndiyo iri kuunza matambudziko akatarisana neveruzhinji munyika.
Isu we are seeking the broad consensus of the democratic movement. Munhu wese ari kukomita himself and herself to the change that we have been fighting for is a friend, is not an enemy. Mayava is not the enemy. Inini am not the enemy. So we expect all of you to know who the enemy is and who has led us to where we are today because of bad leadership. Hatiengi mugabe, tinovenga zviito zvake.
Vachitaurawo kuvatsigiri veMDCT mushure mekuratidzira uku amai Mujuru vakati vaive vaona zvakakosha kutsigirana navatsvangirai nebato ravo pakuratidzira uku sezvo matambudziko akatarisana neveruzhinji munyika ari mamwe chete. Vakatiwo vanhu vemuZimbabwe havafanirwe kubvuma kurwisaniswa kana kuvengana nekuda kwemaonero akasiyana mune zvematongerwo enyika. Amai Mujuru vakatsinhirawo kuti zvakakosha kuti vemapato anopikisa vashande pamwe chete kuburitsa nyika mumadhaka mairi.
Isu tiri kuda kuvataridza kuti sinesu takaita zvimhanana zvemvana inobara vana vayo gumi havaone musi mumwache.
Kunyange hazvo vatsvangirai naamai Mujuru vose vasina kubuda pachena kuti vachaita mubatanidzwa wemapato avo maviri here kana kuti kwete, vakawanda vakaona chiitiko ichi sedanho rekutanga rekuve nemushandira pamwe pakati pemapato maviri aya. Ndakamirira Studio 7 Mugweru, ndini Taura Ishava.
Utungamiri wesangano revarairidzi vekumaruwa reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kana kuti RTUZ watanga rwendo rwemazuva gumi rwekuratidzira uchifamba netsoka kwemakiromita mazana maviri kubva pamutawatawa mudunura maramba pfungwe kuenda kuHarare uko uchanosiya gwaro rine zvinyunyuto 10 zvinosanganisira nyaya dzemihoro. Mutungamiri wesangano iri vavo Betty Masaraure vanoti vamanikidzwa kunonoka kusimuka mushure mekunge vapiwa nguva dzemasikati dzekuti vakwanise kusiya gwaro ravo renyunyuto pamahofisi edzidzo edunhu reuzumba maramba pfungwe ari pamutawatawa. Asi vamasaraure vanoti vatyisidzirwa zvakasimba nevasori ava vanonzi vavabvunzurudza kwemaminitsi anodarika 40 vachidawo kuziva kuti sei vasarudza kutanga kuratidzira kwavo vachibva mudunhu rinozivikanwa kuti nderezano PF. Vamasaraure vanoti vaudzwa nevasori ava kuti kana vachitsvaga mbiri nekuda kuonererwa vachazviwana vave kumakuwa. Asi vanoti havasi kuzodzokera shure muurongwa hwavo hwekuburitsa zvinetswa zviri kubata varayiridzi zvikuru vekumaruwa zvinosanganisirawo kutyisidzirwa nevezvematongerwo enyika zvavanoti zvabva zvaratidzwa nekutyisidzirwa kwavaitwa nhasi. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Tazosumuka na 4 o'clock. Tazonyanyononotswa nekuti vapinda vachiisa gwaro renhuna dzedu kuvatungamiriri vedzidzo vemudistrict rino vazotora mwaka wakareba vachibvunzurudza mibvunzo yakawanda kune vanga vaenda vachizodeedzawo zvevakuru vanoshandira central intelligence yemuno kuti vavaindarogete vazopedzera nekuvashishidzira chaizvo kuti nzvimbo ino yamauya kana muchida kutsvaga mbiri tichakupai mbiri iyo asi mune wani ramaku makuwa. Vachiti hatidi kana kutombowa zvinhu izvozvo muchitobva pano topetai mabhadha yanyu muende muudze vamwenyu. Saka isu tangozoendera mberi neurongwa hwedu asi ndozvazo tinonotsa nguva iyoyo yavapinda mukati.
Saka muri kufamba makachengetedzwa nemapurisa here?
Takazivisa mapurisa, takangonyora gwaro kumapurisa kuti tichange tichifamba neruti yatiri kushandisa iyoyi. Havana havo kutitumira vanhu vanotichengetedza asi tiri kuedza kuchengetedzana pachedu tichifambawozve tisingadzivise kufamba kwemichovha mumigwagwa uyezve tichiedza kuchengetedzana pachedu nekuti nezvatanzwa zvekushishidzirwa kukurusa kwaitwa vaenda uku tichangoramba tichichengetedzana asi tichiteera donzo ratakavinga.
Muri vangani vari kufamba?
Tine executive yedu yerodi chazvinyeni 15 member executive kwatiri kuno kuti kufamba nemavillagers atijoina nevamwe vanoechikoro vatijoinawo. Saka nhasi gurupu redu tangofamba tiri 50 chete kuno kuti atamboita nhamba yakati one day vazhinji vazoti panguva yekupedzisira vazoudzwa kunzi vasiyane nezvekufamba negurupu ratinaro vazodzokera kudzimba dzavo asi tazoita 50 vabudirira kuramba tiri pamwe chete.
Iye zvino watowo usiku munguva yamuri kufamba iyoyi muchaita sei panyaya dzekurara?
Tazongozvipa target ye 15 kilometer nhasi uno. Saka patichange tapedza 15 kilometer tinovimba kuti kunenge kuchangoti svibei zvishoma. Tovana patinombozorora vanhu vombotura befu. Tofungawo kuti patinosvika kunana 8 o'clock tinenge tapedza 15 kilometers idzodzo tombozorora.
Vanga vari mutungamiri weRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vavo Betty Masaraure vari parunhare kumutawatawa mudunhu remaramba pfungwe kumashonaland east nestudio 7. Ruzhinji rwevanhu ruri kushoropodza gwaro rakaburitswa nesangano reUNICEF richishoropodza zvakaitwa nemhuri yekwadzamara zvekuenda kunoratidzira iine vana vemurwiri wekodzero dzevanhu akatsakatika vaitai dzamara. Mhuri yekwadzamara yakaratidzira muHarare svondo rapera iine vana vavaitai dzamara pamwe neshamari dzavo pavairangarira kusvitsa kwaita mwedzi 10 vadzamara vapambwa. Asi sangano reUNICEF rakaburitsa gwaro nemugovera richiti izvi kwaive kutyora kodzero dzevana richiti vana vanofanirwa kugara vakachengetedzwa nguva dzose kwete kuvashandisa mune zvematongerwo enyika sezvakaitika pakuratidzira uku. Mukuru anoona nezvekuburitswa kwemashoko musangano reUNICEF vaVictor Chinyama vatenda kuti sangano ravo ndiro rakaburitsa mashoko aya asi varamba kuti tiende pamhepo navo. Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency kana kuti Zimstat inoti mitengo yezvinhu munyika pamwedzi yaderera nechikamu chimwe nezvigama 56 kubva muzana kana kuti 1.60% mwedzi wachikumi. Mune imwe nyaya, Vasifasi Mudenda, nhengo yeBoard reZimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority, vanoti Zimbabwe ichatanga kushandisa ndege dzekusora kana kuti maaerial drones kudzivirira vanenge vachida kuuraya nzou zvisiri pamutemo kuhwange. Vamudenda vataura mashoko aya nhasi mudare reparamende. Vatiwo vane vashandi vashoma.
Muchirongwa chevechidiki chethe connection mangwana tiri kutarisa kupokana pakati pesangano reUNICEF nemhuri yekwadzamara yakabatana neveruzhinji pamusoro pekuratidzira kwevana vavaitaidzamara neshamari dzavo svondo rapfuura vachishora kutsakatika kwababa vavo.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei mashoko muchishandisa WhatsApp number dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Ngatisanganei muchirongwa The Connection mangwana muneni wenyu Ntungamiri Nkomo nemumwe wangu
Tatenda Gumbo.
Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. VaPaul Manafort vari kutungamira urongwa hwekutsvagira rutsigiro vari kumirira maRepublicans musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika muAmerica vaDonald Trump vari kushorwa vachipomerwa mhosva yekuti vanodyidzana nevaimbo vamutungamiri weUkraine vaVictor Yanukovych avanonzi ibhande nebhurugwa nemutungamiri wenyika yeRussia vaVladimir Putin. Nyaya iyi yakaburitswa mubepanhau reThe New York Times. Bepanhau iri rinoti vaManafort vakapiwa mari inopfuura mamiriyoni 10.2 kana kuti $12.7 million neUkraine. VaManafort vakamboshanda sechipangamazano chavaiona court yava Yanukovych vari kuramba kuti vakapiwa mari iyi. Vari kukwikwidzana navaTrump amai Hillary Clinton vebato remaDemocrats vanoti kudyidzana kwevanhu vari pedyo navaTrump neRussia kunoda kuongororwa. Nigeria inoti iri kuedza kuti itaure nechikwata chinofurikidza mwero cheBoko Haram mushure mekunge pabuda imwe vhidhiyo yevasikana 50 vakapambwa kuChibok muna 2014. Boko Haram iyo iri kurwisa hurumende yeNigeria yakapamba vasikana 296 nevatanhatu. Asi vhidhiyo iyi inoguma ichiratidza mimwe mitumbi yevanasikana vanonzi neBoko Haram vakaurayiwa nendege dzehondo dzeNigeria. Muvhidhiyo iyi Boko Haram inoti kuti iregerere vanasikana ava inoda kuti vamwe vasungwa vayo vaburitswe muusungwa nehurumende yeNigeria. Pane mhirizhonga inotyisa iri kuitika kuMilwaukee muAmerica mushure mekunge mumwe mupurisa apfuura nekuuraya mumwe mukomana wechidiki Sylvell Smith munzvimbo iyi. Mukuru wemapurisa munzvimbo iyi vaEdward Flynn vanoti Smith akapfurwa achitiza kubva kumotokari yake. Vatungamiri webato remaRepublicans vanonzi havasi kufara neongororo dziri kuratidza kuti vari kumirira bato iri musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika vaDonald Trump vave kukundwa zvakanyanya naamai Hillary Clinton avari kumirira bato remaDemocrats. Ongororo idzi dzinenge dzichibvunzwa vanhu kuti vanovhotera ani. Ongororo yakaitwa neCNN iri kuti amai Clinton vari kutungamira nezvikamu zvipfumbamwe uye imwe yakaitwa neNBC inoratidza kuti vaTrump vari mumashure nezvibodzwa zvisere. Vagari vekunyanga South vari kukurudzirwa kuti vaende kumakliniki emudunhu mavo kupera kwesvondo rino. Kupera kwesvondo rinouya apo pachange pane vana chiremba 10 nevashanu vachange vari mudunhu mavo vachirapa nekupa mishonga pachena. Chirongwa ichi chakarongwa nemumiriri wedunhu iri mudare reparamende vaSuper Manduwanzira vachishanda naDr. Edmore Jokwiro vanova medical officer weNyanga District. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yaitwa naMavlas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 naDr. Jokwiro.
Zatiri kuita mswa 27 ni mswa 28 tiri kuenda kuma clinic atina omuno mnyanga district kuti tikwanise kunosangana nevarwere vari kuma clinic kwao. Dambudziko rinowanzoitika nderekuti kazhinji varwere vedu vavanhu vakuru vadarika kana na 65 years kana vana vadiki vanoda vanhu vanovaperekedza kuti vakwanise kufamba vachizoda mari. Dzimwenguva zvinhu zvinonetsa chaizvo because kuno kunyanga tine nzvimbo dziri kure nechipatara chikuru chenyanga hospital zvekuti kunzvimbo ikoko kunonetsa kusvika. Uye kunonetsawo kuti vanogara ikoko vafambe kuti vasvike ku district hospital vanenge vachida mari vanenge vachida vanovaperekedza of which mariyo inogona kuti inetse kuwana sezvamuri kuziva. Chirongwa chatinacho ndechekuti tikwanise kuenda pakliniki imwe naimwe tonoonera varwere vari kumakliniki kwavo vari kumamisha kwavo toedza kuvabatsira kutarisa zvirwere zvimwe zvisingakwanisike kutariswa nananesa vanoshanda kumakliniki. Zvirwere zvanga kupa mienzaniso yekuti chirwere chegomarara chepamuromo wechibereko, chirwere chegomarara reprostate, zvirwere zvemabhonzo arthritis, zvirwere zveshuga, zvirwere zveBP inenge yakakwira. So ndochirongwa chatinacho.
Ndiani ari kuwanikwa achitsigira chirongwa ichi?
Tine machiremba 15 ari kuuya kuno kunyanga, vamwe vachabva kuHarare, vamwe vachabva kunana Shuruga, vamwe vachabva kwaMutare. Machiremba vemuno muZimbabwe vari kuuya kuzotibatsira kuti tikwanise kuona vanhu vachauya kumakliniki because kunowanzouya vanhu vakawanda. Chirongwa ichi tinochiita gore rega rega tichibatsirwa nemumiriri weparamende wenyanga South, vaminista Mandowanzira. Ndo vanosapota kufamba kuita machiremba ya kuti auye kunyanga mari dzekufio kuti vafambe pavanenge vachigara zvavanenge vachidya vachibatsira vanhu.
Vana chiremba ava vachange vari imomo munyanga kwenguva yakareba sei?
Vana chiremba vachange vari munyanga kwemazuva matatu, Friday, Saturday neSunday, tichishanda nawo kumakliniki.
Vanenge vachida kuona vana chiremba ava vanokwanisa kunyoresa kupi kana kuenda kupi?
Musuwa 27 tine maclinic 6 anoti Mount Mallary, Nyatate Clinic, Ruchera Clinic, Tombo Clinic, Gairezi Clinic, Nenyafaru Clinic. Then musuwa 28 netiri pama clinic 6 zvakare anoti Dombo Clinic, Spring Valley Clinic, Erin Estate Clinic, Claremont Estate Clinic, Nyajezi Clinic, Nenyarumvurwe Clinic. So vanhu varida kuonekwa tikwatarisa kuti vange vasvika pama clinic aya. Maclinic achange achivhura na 8 AM musuwa 27 kunosvika vanhu vapera pakliniki kuma 5-6 theni musi wa 28 makliniki anovhura zvakare, andataura anovhura zvakare na 7 AM achizovhara na 5 PM kusvika vanhu vachinge vapera. Kana paine vari kuda kufanonyoresa kazhinji zvakuti vasvikawo pamakliniki, asi kana paine vangoda kuziva zvimwe vanosununguka kutibata panhamba dzinoti 0772745698 0772745698.
Aka ndeke chingani muchiita chirongwa ichi uyezve chiri kutambirwa sei nevanhu vari munharaunda yenyu?
Rava gore rechi5 kubva 2012 tichiita chirongwa ichi gore rega rega. Tinochiita gore rega rega. Chirongwa ichi tinowanzoona kuchiuya vanhu zvekuti kazhinji patinonoshanda tinowanzoshanda kusvika zuva radoka vanhu vangoripo pamakliniki. Gore rakapera takatokwanisa kuzoti after taita chirongwa chekuenda pamakliniki vanhu vaida maoperation vakazotsvagirwa machiremba akauya achiita maoperation iwa panyanga hospital. Ndozvichadzokorodzwa kuitwa zvakare gore rino. Saka patinoenda kunoona vari kumakliniki tirikunovabatsira nekuti zvirwe zvavainazvo nekuvanyorera mishonga nematesti anoda kuitwa. Vanenge vazoonekwa kuti vane maoperation avangada kuitwa achazoitwa zvakare pachena panyanga hospital vachinge vabhukwa mushure mekunge vaonekwa.
Vanga vari Dr. Edmore Jokwiro vanove medical officer wenyanga district vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari kunyanga. Munhau dzemitambo, kwakave kumakuverere muOlympic Games Aquatic Center apo Kirsty Coventry aipinda munhandare yemakwikwi emaOlympic Games kekugumisira muupenyu hwake. Mutori wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya iyi.
Hama neshamwari nevatsigiri vaKirsty Coventry vakaungana muOlympic Games Aquatic Center kupemberera zuva iro Kirsty Coventry akapinda mvura kekupedzisira makwikwi emaOlympic Games mushure memakore 16 emenduru nemaworld records. Coventry akapedza ari pachinhano chechitanhatu mufinari ye 200 meter backstroke inove ndiyo yaive makundano ake ekugumisira. Uku kwakave zvekare kupedza rwendo zvine mutsindo Mushure memakore gumi nematanhatu ayo Coventry akatora menduru nomwe mbiri dzegoridhe ina dzesirivha pamwe neimwe chete yebronze. Coventry ari kupinda munhoroondo semutambi akatora menduru dzakawandisa muAfrica kubva kumaOlympic Games. Pamusoro pezvo Coventry achapinda muzvinyorwa semutuwini wechikadzi akatora menduru dzakawandisa kubvira mitambo yemaOlympic Games iyi yatangwa. Muongorori wezvemitambo vaMartin Makoni vanoti yave nguva yekuti Coventry achizorora vachitivo zvaakaita zvese zvichapinda muzvinyorwa zvichaverengwa nevana makore anotevera.
Zvakaitwa naCast Coventry zvaiswa mabhuku achaverengwa nevana, asi pari zvino ngaachizorora.
Totarisa zvimwe zviri kuitika kumaOlympics. Hamuna mufaro muvatsigiri veZimbabwe kumaOlympics mushure mekunge mumhanyi wenzendo refu Rutendo Nyaura akaona zvakaoma mu42 km marathon ndokupedza ari pachinhano chemakumi mapfumbamwe nepiri. Zvichakadaro, mumwe mutambi wemuZimbabwe Gabriel Mvumvure akakundikana zvekare kusvika mumasemifinari e100m mushure mekupedza ari pachinhano chechitanhatu mugungano ranga risina kuoma. Nhasi Zimbabwe haina mutambi ari kukwikwidza, asi mangwana tatenda tsumba achange achikwikwidza mu200m. Totarisa munyaya dzenhabvu. Zvikwata zvese zvitatu zviri pamusoro zvakadonhedza mapoints maviri mushure mekuita mangange izvo zvasiya pasina shanduko pamamiriro ezvikwata patafura. FC Platinum yakaita mangange 1-1 nemutare City, asi kugona kunenge kudada yakakwanisa kubuda nepoint imwe chete ndokuramba iri pamusoro peCapes United nemapoints maviri. Capes United yakaita mangange 0-0 newange. Vatambi vechikwata ichi vaive varamba kuenda kunotamba mutambo uyu nemhaka yekusatambiriswa mari yavo yemuhoro neyekukunda mumitambo yavakanga vatamba kare. Dynamos yakapinda mumangange ayo echishanu mumitambo mitanhatu mushure mekuinda 1-1 neBlue City izvo zvasiya mumusha mavo muine mutauro. Mimwe mitambo yakapira seizvi: Chapungu 0 ZPC Kariba 1, Harare City 2 Border Strikers 0, Ngezi Platinum Stars 0 Haumain 2, Cholocho Pirates 0 Triangle 1. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America muWashington DC. Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa nyaya yezvinoreva misangano yemibatanidzwa yakaitwa muGweru pakati pavatsvangirai naamai Joyce Mujuru. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kutora tigwa kufonerai. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa misoro yenhau zvakare. Kunetsana kunenge kwatotanga pakati peZimbabwe People First neMDCT, kunyangwe mapato maviri aya akaita musangano mumwe chete musi weMugovera. Vakarwa hondo yerusununguko mudunhu reNorton vanoti vacheka ukama neZANU-PF, nekudaro vari kutsigira vatemba muliswa musarudzo dzekutsvaga achatora chigaro cheNorton chakasiyiwa navamutsvangwa. Sangano reruro tichazvinyina vuZimbabwe rotanga kuratidzira utungamiri hwaro uchifamba kubva kumutawatawa kuenda kuHarare. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu anokuonekai semazuva ose. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Ndekusiyamina Chris Gande namavlas mkanganya uye we Studio 7.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 15th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
War veterans dump ZANU-PF and back an expelled regional party leader in a parliamentary by-election.
We are discontinuing our relationship with ZANU-PF. With that, we are endorsing Themba Mlisa. We are putting our support behind him.
Disgruntled rural teachers embark on a 200-kilometer march amid fears of intimidation by state security agents.
We are extending to the ending petitions, Murewa district, Koromoa the district, and eventually to the head office, then to the civil service commission head office. That was on the 25th of August, after 10 days of walking through the 200 kilometers.
MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai and Zimbabwe People First acting president Joyce Mujuru urge all democratic forces in Zimbabwe to work together.
We now need the collective consensus of all of Zimbabwe to make sure that Mugabe listens to the voice of the people. We are for the rule of law. We are for the removal of government by the rule of law.
And in sports news, it's the end of the road for swimmer Kirsty Coventry as the mighty warriors are ill-treated in Harare.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Zimbabwe's war veterans of the 1970s break with tradition, saying they are campaigning for an opposition candidate in a by-election in Mashonaland West Province following the expulsion of their leader, Christopher Mutswangwa, from President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party for allegedly denigrating the president and his wife, Grace, said to be harboring presidential ambitions.
The war veterans are backing independent candidate, former ZANU-PF lawmaker Themba Mlisa, who was also expelled from the ruling party for teaming up with the former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and several other top officials to allegedly attempt to unseat Mr. Mugabe. The war veterans resolved to make this move following a heated meeting at Vimbai Primary School in Norton, attended by former freedom fighters, said to be backing Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa to succeed President Robert Mugabe. The war veterans have over the years supported Mr. Mugabe's party, but have decided to dump the president, saying he is to blame for the current social, economic, and political problems in the country. One of the war veterans who attended the meeting, Joseph Chinyangari, said they won't campaign for any ZANU-PF candidate in future national polls.
For the reasons why they have expelled our leaders, war veterans leaders, leadership from the party, and we also feel that they have also expelled us. So we are discontinuing our relationship with ZANU-PF. With that, we are endorsing Themba Mlisa. We putting our support behind him.
Mlisa, who once contested Urungwe West and lost to Keith Guza of ZANU-PF, said he was happy that the war veterans are backing him, noting that the former freedom fighters don't belong to any political party.
It is a welcome move that the war veterans have decided to back me as an independent candidate. Rightfully so. I'm a son of a war veteran. I'm equally a Zimbabwean at large besides being a son of a war veteran. As such, I must enjoy the support of the war veterans of this country because they fought for multi-party democracy. And I'm sure the war veterans have finally found themselves. They know who they are and they're doing exactly what they were supposed to do rather than aligning themselves to one political party and one leader.
But some not only residents say they are sick and tired of people who want to represent them, yet they don't stay in the constituency. The residents claimed that such people are gold diggers. Mrs. Noctula Pawajgira, who lives in Katanga High Density Suburb, said they want someone who understands their problems. But Muliswa dismissed such remarks, saying what matters most is a person's capability of fighting for them. He noted that the Norton by-election is a litmus test for the transparency of electoral processes and is set to measure the impact of recent national protests against the ruling party and ZANU-PF.
A lot has happened in terms of protests, Tajamuka, this flag, the MDC marches in terms of the 15 billion, the 2.2 million jobs, which are pretty sincere. The aspect of the war veterans again being tear gassed, now not being part of the party, being expelled from the party that they claim is theirs and so forth. We need to now gauge and see whether it has an impact in terms of the electoral process of the country. By the electoral process, I mean the election itself, that what impact has this got, negative or being positive?
ZANU-PF spokesperson Simon Kayamoe was not reachable for comment. About 9 candidates will contest Norton primaries on Saturday, and a date of the election is yet to be announced. Reporting for Studio 7 in Norton, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Executive members of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe today started a 10-day, 200-kilometer march from Mutawatawa in Marambafungwe, Mashonaland East Province, to Harare, demanding an upward review of their salaries and rural allowances, full maternity leave for teachers, and an end to all forms of violence against rural teachers. They're also demanding that the government should tackle the current cash crisis gripping Zimbabwe, among many other issues. The teachers were supposed to hand over a petition to the Ministries of Education, and the Public Service Commission delayed kicking off their march as they were interrogated by state security agents for engaging in this march when they tried to hand over a petition to a local educational official. According to President of the organization, Obet Masaraure, the state security agents threatened to take drastic action against them, saying it was taboo to stage the protest in a ZANU-PF stronghold. Studio 7 was unable to get a comment from the police and education officials. Masaraure tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri that the 15-member executive was joined by over 30 local villagers and school children.
We did leave late around 4 p.m. and we're heading now to Harare. So we are expecting to rest around 8 p.m. after concluding the 15-kilometer walk. Then we will resume the walk tomorrow. We are expecting to be ending petitions in Murewa District, Goromo, the district, and eventually to the head office, then to the Civil Service Commission head office. That was on the 25th of August after 10 days of walking through the 200 kilometers.
Do you have police escort?
We are not provided with the police escort, but we did notify the ZRP through their head office. We did notify even the route. But we are working as a group, and we are looking after each other, and we hope everyone will be safe.
After the threats that you got from officials in Mutawatawa, do you think this is going to affect your planned march?
No. This is not going to affect our march in any way. Otherwise, they only highlighted one of our demands, that any forms of political violence against teachers must stop. And now that they were also intimidating our officials, which is another form of violence, and we are saying that must stop, and we are now more resolute than ever to work with for that demand, to ensure that the state does come in and protect the teachers and protect the citizens.
Is your march not going to interfere with the flow of traffic?
No, not in any way. We are using the sidewalks just besides the roads. And also when we are using the roads, we only use the roads when there's no traffic. It is not going to interfere with the traffic, but we want to conscientize both the villagers and the state on the need for us to collectively work for the betterment of rural education, but we will not disturb the flow of traffic.
That was Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe President Obet Masaraure on the phone from Mutawatawa in Marambafungwe, Mashonaland East Province, with the reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
we cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us as we discuss the backlash by some, including UNICEF Zimbabwe, about the family of Itai Dzamara involving his children during its commemoration in Africa Unity Square last week. Was it wrong for the family to involve the children?
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-465. 0318.
MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai and Zimbabwe People First acting president, former vice president Joyce Mujuru, say it's important for all democratic forces in Zimbabwe to work together in order to help end the ongoing economic crisis in the country. Our correspondent Taurai Shaba brings us more.
In a move that caught many by surprise, Mujuru and Tsvangirai led protesters in a joint public protest on Saturday in Gweru against the deteriorating economic situation in Zimbabwe and other pressing issues. Tsvangirai said he was touched by Mujuru's gesture to agree to join the march. He said though the move had been unexpected, it was in line with the wishes of many Zimbabweans who want all political parties fighting for democratic change to come together in order to help stem the unending socio-economic crisis in the country. The former prime minister said opposition parties run the risk of becoming irrelevant if they do not follow the people's expectations.
I want you to congratulate Dr. Mujuru and her leadership for seeing it necessary for us to have this joint program. We now need the collective consensus of all Zimbabweans to make sure that Mugabe listens to the voice of the people. We are for the rule of law. We are for the removal of government by the rule of law.
Tsvangirai said 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe cannot be expected to have any credible plans to get the country out of the current problems. He reiterated that his party seeks to gain power through legitimate means, but warned that if things don't change soon, people's anger over their continued suffering will one day explode.
Mugabe and the ZANU-PF have no solution to the problems that this country is facing.
Robert,
I don't hate Mugabe, but I disagree with him. I told him in the face, because I think what you need is a new energy and a new agenda to make sure that this country can be saved.
In her address, Mujuru said part of the reason why she was expelled from ZANU-PF was that she was always against the vilification of Tsvangirai and other opposition leaders. The former vice president said she had seen it fit to join the MDCT demonstration as the problems that the party is seeking to address are common to all Zimbabweans. Mujuru stressed the need for a united front to tackle the country's problems and urged Zimbabweans not to resort to violence over political differences.
Zimbabwe is for us all. Let's not fight. We want to weed out all the corruption, all the nonsensical things that are existing amongst ourselves. Yeah. Let's all unite for the betterment of Zimbabwe.
Although both Tsvangirai and Mujuru did not openly declare a formal coalition, sources told Studio 7 that Saturday's move was the laying of a foundation of an alliance between the two parties. Observers have noted that divisions in Zimbabwe's opposition have worked to the advantage of ZANU-PF, enabling the ruling party to continue its stranglehold on power. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shaba.
Thanks, Taurai. Still on the same story, we reached a Zimbabwe People First interim spokesman Rugare Gumbo, who says the events on Saturday show that the opposition is united in its common goal.
Necessarily united as such, but that we are working together. And we are consulting with other democratic forces in society. We are dealing with CDP led by BT. We are talking to ZAPU led by Tumisa Davengwa and the MDC led by Wolfman Nguma and the other political parties. in the country. We don't want to leave out anybody. We think this struggle is for all Zimbabweans, not just the big organized parties, but everyone who is concerned about the deteriorating economic situation in the country, the poverty, the misery that people are facing. So we do not exclude the other people. We want to include everyone in the process.
Now, can you tell us what happened at the weekend? Was it planned or it was a coincidence that you already had a rally planned and the MDCT were marching in the streets?
Yes, I would say that it was a coincidence in the sense that we had our rally. MDC was having its demonstration. We didn't know. I think none of us knew.
And that was Zimbabwe People First Interim Spokesman Rugare Gumbo speaking to Studio 7 on the line from Harare. For an analysis, we reached commentator Ambrose Bindi, who says the opposition parties must unite now and deal with their differences at a later stage.
That's a very positive development in terms of issues of politics in Zimbabwe, because we all know and we've seen it that for many, many occasions, the guy has tried to go it alone, he has failed to break through. And as long as these political parties, the Welshman is going alone, Tsvangirai is going alone, NIPT is going alone, Kabengwa is going alone, all that they are doing, they'll be divided by Zimbabwe. And by so doing, they are also enhancing more chance of ZANU-PF remaining in power. So I think these political leaders, now they've come to their senses. They've seen that Zimbabweans are suffering. As we speak now, people, they are not being paid those way to work. Companies are closing. People are failing to go to school. Also, they have no medication. Simply because people are just looking for power. It's high time people come down, they humble themselves and come together so that come 2018, all political parties rally behind one leader who will be fighting ZANU-PF, Mugabe, so that at least we undo Mugabe. Thereafter, people can now go back to their political parties and see how we move forward.
But Mr. Swindy, we know that there is a very divergent point of view between some of the leaders, for example, Tendai Biti and Mr. Tsvangirai. How do you think a coalition can function when you have such divergent views?
Well, to me, I want to believe that even Ms. Morgan Tsvangirai, he has seen it that when he's going solo, despite the support that he may be having, they normally call the big tent. But I think he has seen that on more than six occasions so far since 2000 when MTC was formed, he has failed to undo ZANU-PF. And the only strategy now is that these people should come together and unite. In fact, they say in politics when they have permanent enemies or rivals.
And that was political commentator Ambrose Tsvindi. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Bulawayo.
We now take a look at regional and international news.
Zambia's president has been re-elected in a closely contested vote that the opposition claim was rigged. The Electoral Commission said incumbent Edgar Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front won more than 50% of the vote, defeating his main rival Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development, who took just under 48%.
Donald Trump's campaign is again on the defensive, this time after a report detailed connections between Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort and Ukraine's pro-Russia ex-president. The report published in the New York Times late Sunday disclosed the existence of secret ledgers in Ukraine that show $12.7 million in cash designated for Manafort.
Nigeria's government says it's reaching out to Boko Haram after a new video surfaced online Sunday showing as many as 50 of the Chibok girls kidnapped in 2014.
And the Midwestern U.S. city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, saw a second night of unrest Sunday into Monday morning, with police in riot gear confronting a group of people protesting the killing of a black man by police. Residents of Ro-Nyanga South in Manicaland Province will next weekend enjoy free medical clinics in their constituency from 15 doctors, courtesy of their Member of Parliament, Supa Mandiwanzira. The annual clinics have been running for 5 years, and Nyanga District Medical Officer Dr. Edmore Jokwiro says all residents should visit their nearest clinic in Nyanga for free medical attention. Jokwira tells Studio 7 that the most common ailments in Ronyanga include diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer and malaria.
We are holding our annual clinical outreach, courtesy of the partnership we have with our Member of Parliament, Honorable Superman Duanzira, where we are able to visit about 12 clinics inside 2 days in Nyanga District, and that will be on the 27th and the 28th of August. So on the 27th of August, we will be running clinics at Mount Melary Clinic, Nyatate Clinic, Ruchera Clinic, Tombo Clinic, Gairezi Clinic, and Nyafaru Clinic. These clinics will run from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, 28th August, we are at Dombo Clinic, Spring Valley Clinic, Erin Estate, Claremont Estate, Nyarumburwe Clinic, and Nyajezi Clinics. Again, the clinics will run from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and will be supported by a total of 15 doctors who are coming in from Harare, Shurugi, Mutare, and also Asinyanga District. And we also have 10 nurses from the district hospital to support the outreach. So we are calling on everybody who is unwell to come and meet doctors, so that they can be able to be assisted with medication, with diagnosis and suggested tests. And if there is need for any specialist care, we will arrange surgeries for this patient at Nyanga District Hospital.
How long have you been having these clinics for, and what would you say has been the response to your previous clinics?
So these clinics are annual clinics. They are held once a year, and they are really meant to increase access to affordable care, because one of the biggest challenges we have in Nyanga District is that many of our patients cannot access a doctor to get a consultation. And this is largely because of the remoteness of the areas where they stay in, and also the economic issues where they do not have enough money to be able to travel to hospitals to be able to meet the doctors. So these outreach clinics have really been overwhelming. We have had them annually from 2012. And whenever we get to the outreach clinics, they are usually oversubscribed, and doctors are working all day in order to be able to attend to each and every patient who comes in for these outreaches.
So for those that would like to actually attend the clinics, what do they need to do? Are the clinics free of charge? Do they need to register, or what do they need to do?
The clinics are free of charge. Patients can register ahead of time, but because most of our patients are actually in remote areas, what we just need is the message to get to them. So various platforms are being used to be able to deliver the messages. We expect to meet with the patients at the clinic. Even if the patient is not registered or does not have a booking, they will be attended to, and these clinics are entirely free of charge. There will be absolutely no cost for them to be attended or for them to be able to be given medication.
What are some of the common diseases that you're seeing people in your constituency actually suffering from, that you hope that people will come in and, you know, get diagnosed and get some treatment?
Okay, on a lighter note, the constituency does not belong to me. It belongs to the Member of Parliament, Honorable Manduanzira. I am only a medical doctor working in Nyanga. But to your question precisely, the most common ailments that we have in terms of chronic ailments, we do have high numbers of hypertension. We also have diabetes mellitus. We also have arthritis. We are also seeing cancers coming up in terms of numbers, and these are prostate cancer, breast cancer, and cervical cancer. We also have HIV-associated illnesses, complications of HIV infection, and we also have acute illnesses like malaria and generally other fevers like gastroenteritis.
If some people in Nyanga are listening right now, what would you say has been the major cause of some of the diseases that you're talking about? What can people in the rural areas do to lessen their chances of getting some of those diseases?
If we are to speak of the cancers, I think one big problem is that we don't do much of screening for cancers. So what we are now encouraging to the people who are listening is that they should be able to present to the clinics and to the hospitals and really ask routinely to just be checked for prostate cancer, to be checked for cervical cancer, to be checked for breast cancer. There are some simple screening tools which can be used, which are merely examination. And then in the same cases with hypertension and diabetes mellitus, I think it's to do with people not being screened a lot. But we also have issues of diet. Yes, we do have cases where sometimes people run short of food, but we do have those that have. And we also have many cases of people who are on the overweight or obese side. And we are seeing that many of these are the ones who have illnesses like hypertension and diabetes mellitus. And then for acute illnesses like gastroenteritis and malaria, again, I think the answer will be prevention. We need people to sleep under nets. We need people to have their houses sprayed. We need people to use safe water from protected water sources.
That was a Nyanga District Medical Officer Dr. Admo Jokweri in Nyanga speaking about a free clinic in Nyanga organized by ZANU-PF MP for Nyanga South Super Mandiwanzira.
And in sports news, some Zimbabweans have castigated the National Olympics Committee and Zimbabwe Football Association for abandoning the Mighty Warriors when they arrived in Harare last Friday from the 2016 Rio Olympic Games. Reporter Michael Cariati has more details.
The players were bundled into a battered minibus and then later on given $5 for transport by local soccer authorities. The Mighty Warriors claimed they were supposed to receive $1,000 each for featuring in the games where they lost all their matches against Canada, Australia and Germany. Sports Minister Makosi Ntshongwane said it was the responsibility of the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee to take care of the Mighty Warriors when they arrived from Rio de Janeiro.
Despite the trailblazing performance by the Mighty Warriors, we need to note that organizational issues after departure from the airport into town and thereafter to their respective individual destinations was a matter for ZOC to handle, working in collaboration with CIFA.
Most Zimbabweans blamed the Olympics Committee and the Zimbabwe Football Association for the ill treatment of the Mighty Warriors, saying they deserved a better reception than what they went through when they arrived in Harare. At the same time, there was a huge celebration at the Olympic Games Aquatics Arena as Kirsty Coventry kissed goodbye to the Olympic Games. Family members, friends and relatives, as well as admirers, gathered around the Olympics Games Aquatics Arena in Rio de Janeiro to celebrate Coventry's final bow to the Olympic Games. There was also a small band of flag-waving Zimbabweans who did not want to be left out of the proceedings of this historic occasion last Friday. As Coventry appeared for the start of the 2,000-meter backstroke final, there was a huge roar and cheers in recognition of the fine performances she gave them over the years and the world records she broke in the process. An emotional Coventry could do nothing but just wave at the crowd. The cheers were even louder after Coventry finished sixth in the final of the 200-meter backstroke, her last competition in her 16 years of association with the Olympic Games. It was a perfect ending to a 16-year-old career that gave her 7 medals, 2 golds, 4 silvers, and a bronze, the highest number of Olympic medals by any African athlete. Sports expert Matthias Kufandirimbwa said the 60th place was a happy ending to a glittering career.
She has done well considering the age. She was competing with people who are half her age or slightly below her age. Considering what she has done in the past, I think that's the best. Age has taken its toll on her. I think we should applaud her, considering she's the best Olympian Zimbabwe has ever produced.
Kufandirimbwa said he is worried that the departure of Coventry from the pool could mean the end of swimming in this country.
And we used to have the elite Les Brown and Mount Pleasant pool. I think at the moment there's no water in those swimming pools. So how do we develop swimming in this country? So in actual fact, there's no hope for the future in terms of swimming in Zimbabwe.
Coventry holds the record of the highest number of medals accrued by any female swimming athlete in the history of the Olympic Games. With the Rio mission accomplished, it is now time for the queen of the pool to take a rest and concentrate on a new family. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Carriott.
Some Zimbabweans in the diaspora have also taken to social media to show their anger at the mistreatment of the Mighty Warriors. One such person is Zidzai Rizidzo, who lives in Ohio, who says he was very upset at the mistreatment of the Mighty Warriors and says it's also very heartbreaking.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners about a protest at the weekend which was organized by the MDCT and featured former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. And now for a quick recap of today's top stories.
War veterans dump ZANU-PF and back and expel the regional party leader in a parliamentary by-election.
A disgruntled rural teachers embark on a 200-kilometer march amid fears of intimidation by state security agents.
And MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai and Zimbabwe People First acting president Joyce Mujuru urge all democratic forces in Zimbabwe to work together.
That's it. My name is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Mavela Silo Chris lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle siyalambukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 15 ngoNcwabakazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungami linkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
ubambana kwethu kwe people Zimbabwe people's best ebandlale le MDC ikhothela ngoba bawuthongela kutshengisa ukuthi silalela okukhulunywa nguZulu ngoba sonke siyazi uZulu waseZimbabwe ukuthi ukuqakathekile abazobangazwa abaphikisizani babambane.
UZulu wamukela ngenjabulo ukubambana kukaMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lonkosikazi Joyce Mujuru ekutshengiseleni okwenzakale eGweru ngempelasonto.
Ngaleso sikhathi ke asizange sibone ukuthi kwahamba njani ngoba bahle baqala ukusitshaya. Mina bangikhaba esiswini ngahle ngakollapse. So ngigcine sengibona senseyavenues ukuthi ngingumuntu, but from there kulokunye engakubonayo. Bathe bona bafuni ukuthi sikhiphe umgabe.
Abe People's Democratic Party basola udlakela oluqondiswe kubalandeli balo ngempelasonto edluleyo lapho ababhaxabulwe khona kabuhlungu emzini weBudiriro Farm. Inhlanganiso yababalisi bemaphandleni iRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe iqala uhlelo lokutshengisela amalunga ayo ehamba ngenyawo esuka eMashonaland East elubhekise eHarare. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. UZulu siyamukele ngokuthokoza okukhulu ukubambana kwenkokheli yamabandla aphikisayo edolobheni leGweru lapho ibandla leMDCT elingene khona esitaladeni litshengisela ngempelasonto lincedisana lebandla leZimbabwe People First. UMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ubambane izandla lonkosikazi Joyce Mujuru bahamba baze bayakhuluma emhlanganweni munye. Lanxa bekhona abakhonona ngesehlakalo lesi, ukuhlolisisa okwenziwe iStudio 7 kutshengisa ukuthi balutshwana ngoba abaningi besithi kumele amabandla aphikisayo amanyane. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele isikhulumeli seZimbabwe People First uMnumzana Rugare Gumbo yena othi ngempela kumele kusetshenzelwane.
Hayi, okukhona ukuthi siyakhuluma amabandla wonke ayakhuluma ukuthi sizayenzani lobaba lo njengoba iColombia yethu sisiya phansi. So abantu bathola kanti sokuyenzenjani, ziyapho ukuthula kuphela ingakhulumi. Khulumani nisele ukuthi indlela yiphi esingayihamba. So okukhona ukuthi siyakhuluma ukuqalisa okukhuluma esiyenze le MDC kuzawe le PDP kuzawe le MDC ekaWestbed kuzawe yezapho ekaDubiso kumele sokuze sihlangana sibambane yenzido one. So ukubanyana yinto egadakileyo esikubonayo thi
manje. Nxa likhangelelina ukubambana lokhu kuyaba kuyikubambana ukuthi kube libandla elilodwa kumba amabandla abe lokwehlukene kodwa lisebenzelana ndawonye?
Ya, ikho lokho sibili. Amabandla azabe ethiyene kodwa sizabe
ezibona ukuthi into ezikuthi izinto zihambe kuhle.
Umnumzana Rugare Gumbo isikhulumeli sebandla leZimbabwe People First obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande wo Studio 7 eseHarare. Ugande uphinde waxoxa njalo lomsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla leMDCT unkosazana Tabitha Khumalo laye ovumelane lenyathelo leli.
Uhla kubambana kwethu kwePeople Zimbabwe People's First lebandla leMDC likhokhela ngobaba uTsongirai kutshengisa ukuthi silalela okukhulunywa nguZulu, ngoba sonke siyazi uZulu waseZimbabwe ukuthi kuqakathekile abazombangazo abaphikisizane babambane ukwenza ukuthi sikhiphizane. So njengebandla leMDC sibona kuqakathekile ukuthi sibambane le-People First sizathi sezicukacuka okubuka bekufunakala, kodwa kwakhathesi sifuna ukuthi sibambane ukwenzela ukuthi siyenqiba izano.
Manje ngokubona kwakho indlela eliza bambana ngayo ngeyokuthi kubunjwe ibandla elilodwa kumbe amabandla aqhubeke ehlukene kodwa esebenzelana ndawonye?
Okwakhathesi esingakwenzi ngoba kumele sonke sazi ukuthi isida sethu okwakhathesi yizane, njalo amabandla wonke aphikisayo alwalezane. Esiza kwenza ukuthi sizathi sibambane siye kukhethu. Ngaqeda-ke ukuthi kusifune ukukhethu zesilungisa ilizwe, ngethemba ukuthi kuzaba nesikhathi nxa abanye sebefuna ukuthi bazimele njengamabandla ayivele ezimele wodwa, kodwa sesikhiphe isitha.
Lokhu okwenzakale ngempelasonto bekuvele kuyinto ebikhangelelwe na kumbe kube yikuhlangana nje okwenzakele amabandla wona la?
Sekukhombisa ukuthi kuxoxisa kwakhona sokuthi sekukhiphe izithelo. Isithelo zakhona yizizo elizibonileyo ngempela sonto. Ngilethemba ukuthi khona bazahlala phansi baxoxisane, njalo kumele lazi maZimbabweans ukuthi mhlaka 26 amabandla wonke aphikisayo sizabe eHarare sitshengisela ukuthi okwenziwa yihulumente wezanu kasisakufuni, njalo sifuna ukuthi umgaba ahambe.
Unkosazana Tabitha Khumalo ngomsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla leMDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande uxoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe.
Esingakuthi ukuthi kuyinto enhle leyo eZimbabwe khathesi. Ngoba sikhuluma kanje sesinanzela ukuthi amaphathi onke laba angabe ezimele ebuqamuqamu engafuni ukubambana kusegcekeni ukuthi kuzaba nzima ukuthi iZANU PF ekamgabi ikhutshe esikhundleni. Kodwa ngibona ngathi abantu beZimbabwe sebedube kangaka baze basika lapho kuthophela khona. And nxa usubona uJoyce Mduru, usubona Sankerayi, even usubona otendayipidlines bekhona bekhuluma, usubona odaveva ababezaphu labo befuna ukubambana, yiyo kuphela indlela engasenzeka njengabantu beZimbabwe ukuthi esiqedelane leZANU. Okunye okuzalande iZANU ingakhutshwa kuzabonakala, kodwa kathesi bekufanele silube kuhle ukuthi abantu bonke bezama-political parties bonke labantu bonke babambane under one leader. Xa kuthiwa kuvotela i-presidential kube lo president umgabe weyedwa, sonke abantu basapote naloyo ukwenzela le lizwe lilunga. Abantu beZimbabwe badubeka, abantu abalakudla, abantwana behlule kuye zikolo, behlule kufunda, bananzele ezibhedlela kuyamitha, abantu bayafa, abantu abaholi, amakhamba ayaphala.
Kodwa-ke nxa sikhangele okwenzakeleyo asoze sibone na kusiba lokudonselana, ngoba ukuthi sibone umnumzana Tsvangirai esebuyelelana labanye abafana labo Welshmen labo Tendayibiti kuyenzakala yini lokho?
Ye, ngibona ungathi kungenzakala ngoba ngokunanzela kwami uTsvangirai usekunanzelela ukuthi nga ezimele ngiye yedwa lelizwe lithathele, ngoba singakhubuliswa 2002, 2005, 2008, 2013 yokuvotwa kutshengisa amanambazi ukuthi ulawuta ule support, kodwa-ke inamba engalethi liza inqedi. So ngibona ngathi la uTsvangirai labanye bakhe sozowafika wathophela emakhanda abo babona ukuthi hhayi indlela ebesiyenza ngayo liyana esizisendayo indlela kuphela engaqinisa ukubana sibambayo. Ungakhangela kuhle sesibuyele emva ngale amasuklala angupena kaholisinela esangathola kuqala ukuthi ngaba bebambeni ngabe ngawaba kudala.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi yingcwethi kwezombusazwe obexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande wo Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Abebandla eliphikisayo ele People's Democratic Party namhla basole kakhulu udlakela oluqondiswe kubalandeli balo ngempela sonto lapho ababhaxabulwe khona kabuhlungu emzini weBudiriro ngesikhathi belungiselela umhlangano wabo. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Kungalesi sizathu umkhokheli wePeople's Democratic Party uMnumzana Tendai Biti ethe umongameli Robert Mugabe kumele asuke esikhundleni ngoba singasiso sobukhosi bemuli yakoGushungo. Bekuhlatshelwa ingoma kujajulwa emhlanganweni waleli bandla owenzelwe emavinkilini awemzini weBudiriro 5B. Iningi lazo zikhalelwa nguNkosazana Luthando Siziba, omunye wabatshaywe ngabebandla leZANU PF. Uma Siziba okhokhela uhlangothi lwabesifazane kuPDP esigabeni seHarare uthi batshaywe besetheswa umlandu wokufuna ukususa uMgabe esikhundleni.
Ngaleso sikhathi ke asizange sibone ukuthi kwahamba njani ngoba bahle baqala ukusitshaya. Mina bangikhaba esiswini ngahle ngacollapse. So ngigcine sengibona sense avenues ukuthi ngingumuntu, but from there kulokunye engakubonayo. Bathe bona bafuni ukuthi sikhiphe uMgabe, bafuna uMgabe ahlale abe nguye wabe busaleli lizwe noma ngazawina sife salithatha leli lizwe.
Ulemvukuzane yamathumbu uMasiziba ephila ngetshubhu ayibekwa esiswini ekhahlelwe ngesihluku ekuhlaselweni kwabo. Isikhulumeli se-PDP eHarare uMnumzana Ngqobizitha Khumalo usole kakhulu lesi sehlakalo.
Kubuhlungu kakhulu, kodwa kusitshengisa ukuthi hhayi bayithuka ngathi sewazi ukuthi sikhona. Nxa ungathi ngowebandla eliphikisayo bengazange beku-ethusele kutho ukuthi are not effective.
Owake waba ngumgcinisihlalo ohlangothi lwabontanga kuZANU PF eHarare uMnumzana Godwin Gomwe wethusele abe-PDP ethi bazotshaywa kabuhlungu nxa bengasukanga kulowo muzi ngoba ubuswa yiZANU PF, okusolwe nguKhumalo ethi lilungelo lomuntu wonke ukusekela ibandla lezombusazwe alifunayo.
Ani siyakwazi ukuthi amabandla amaningi ombusazwe kuleli lizwe asiboni isizathu sokuthi abantu bayalitshayana. Amapholisa wayesazi ukuthi kushayiwa abantu zambo nomapholisa eseduze khona, kutshengisela ukuthi asazi kumbe kulokuthi amapholisa ayesaba yini kumbe kulabakhulu abaphakathi kwakhwasi kwasi.
Omunye wabatshayiweyo njalo unobhala jikelele we-PDP eHarare uNkosazana Monalisa Sharara uthi sebediniwe ngodlakela elizweni.
Ye, asifaka ama-posters ethu babephuma ema-youth ezanu bathi lina lifuna ukukhipha upresident, lifuna ukukhipha uMgabe. Then baphonga usathaka from nowhere lothi wahamba njani vele asizwisisi ngoba abanye babefuna thina singu-3 mina lo Lulu Siziba lo Komboni Thakawira.
Ethi ukutshaywa kwabo akusoke kwabavimba ukukhankasela usuka kwaMgabe esikhundleni.
Noma kudala sisabuthi ungakhuluma e-adaptwa, but khethe sinje vese sa-adaptwa mentally. Vela siyathi sikwasukenza right now asikwazi nokuhambisa abantu babethu esikolo, asikwanisi nomuthi silabisa abantu babethu sibe bangagula. Kuyarejeswa esibhedlela sibili nxa uzithule, awukwanisi manje sathi ngangaphi sithule.
Abe-PDP bathi okwenziwa yiZANU PF kulihlazo, kusenziwa ngabantu asebephelelwe, bethi sesedlula isikhathi sokubamba abantu ngamandla ukuba bathande ibandla lezombusazwe elithile, kodwa osekusebenza kulezi nsuku yikuletha imibono ejulileyo ephathisa ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lisuke kusimo elikiso kwamanje, hathi udlakela. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ole The Connection kusasa sikhangela ukukhulumisana kubi osokuqhamuke phakathi kwenhlanganiso ye-UNICEF lemuli yakoZamara phezu kokutshengisela okwenziwe ngabantwana bakamnumzana iTai Zamara ngeviki edluleyo phezu kokuthunjwa kukababa wabo. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection lilami uNtungameli Nkomo lomunye wami uTatenda Gumbo. Inhlanganiso yababalisi bemaphandleni iRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe namhla iqale uhlelo lokutshengisela amalunga ayo ehamba ngenyawo esuka eMashonaland East elubhekise eHarare ekhonona ngeholo eliphansi kanye lokuhlukuluzwa ngabezombusazwe ikakhulu abasekeli bezanu-PF. Abakhokeli balenhlanganiso bathi abantu abaphatheke kutshengiseleni lokho bedlula amachumi amahlanu njalo bagoqela abantwana besikolo, ababalisi bemakhaya ngokwabo kanye lezakhamizi. Bathi njalo bethuselwe kakhulu ngabacuphi bakahulumende abe-CIO besithi abakwenzayo lokhu yikudlala ngomlilo. Njalo nxa bedinga udumo balakho ukuluthola sebesemathuneni. Ukutshengisela lokhu kuzaqhubeka phakathi kwensuku ezilichumi ezilandelayo andubana ababalisi laba bafike eHarare lapho abazatshiya khona isikhalazo zabo kugatsha lwezemfundo. Sixhume esinye isiphathamandla senhlanganiso le umnumzana Gift Siziba wasichasisela okunengi.
Siqale kuhle namuhla ke sibe labantu abaningi ababuyileyo siqale ngo-10 a.m. ekuseni emtawatawa ke e-UMP yena le kuthiwa uZumba Maranga Fungwa. Abantu babuyile silale khona njalo ke sizama ukukhulumisana ke lazakhamizi ngoba uzananzelela ukuthi endaweni ke emaphandleni abantu basayesaba ke ukutshengisela phela ngenxa yomumo ke owekuleli ke kwezepolitika. Ngakho silele khona ke saqalisa ke ekuseni saqhubeka ke ngokutshengisela kwethu lapho esifike khona ke ku-AUMP ku-district office ke lapho ke esifike khona e-ofisini yabo ubuyayo chiya ke i-petition yethu okokuqala ye kodwa uzathola ukuba naye bafike khona bathi sime ngoba bebengekho sabuyela njalo ngo-3 p.m. lapho esishiye khona ke u-district education officer ke njalo ke wabe sesayinela ukuyamukela. Siyaqhubeka phambili njalo ngokutshengisela kwethu.
Lihambe umango onganani namuhla njalo kusasa likhangelela ukuthi libe selinga?
Sihambe ke amakhilomitha angamachumi lanhlanu ke njalo kusasa ke siyaqhubeka sidlule amakhilomitha ke angamachumi lanhlanu. Safika ke kwamachumi ke amabili lapho ke esijiye khona ke ku-district njalo siyaqhubekela phambili ke size siyefika ke esikolweni.
Ungakhumbuza abalaleli ezinye zezikhalazo zenu?
Ye, esokuqala ngesomholo ke wababalisi lapho ukukhangela esikhuluma khona ke sikhulumisana ke lo hulumende wakuleli ukuba naye inholo yababalisi abasemaphandleni ingaphakanyiswa iyefika ngaphezulu ke kwe-poverty datum line. Njalo okunye kwakhona sikhangela ke awathiwona ngama-rural allowance lawo esithi kufanele phiwe ke laba abasemaphandleni ngoba ke bona bezimisele ukubana bencedise ukuthuthukisa emaphandleni. Njalo futhi kule ndaba ke eyama-pension leyo sikhuluma ngayo ukubana ke ukutshengisa kwethu yikho lapho esithi khona nxa abantu behambisa imali ku-pension ke kufanele kube ke sesingathi i-transparent ukuyazakala ke ukubana imali zakhona kuhamba njani kuze umuntu abekwazi ukuthi izimali zakhe ke usele mali enganani selokhu waqalisa ke ukufundisa.
Umnumzana Gift Siziba isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Inkampani eqatsha abalindi iGuardtech Security sixotshe izisebenzi ezedlula ikhulu 105 ebezilinda amavinkili kamsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko awechopis kobulawayo isithi bayehluleka umsebenzi. Kwathi endaweni yabaxotshiweyo kwaqhatshwa njalo abantu abedlula ikhulu abasuka eHarare. Kubika unompumelelo Moyo.
Izisebenzi lezi zithi zimiswe umsebenzi zingazange zaziswe kusese lesikhathi ukuba umsebenzi usuphela. Zithe zifika emsebenzini zathola abanye abeyinye inkampani elindayo yaseHarare sekuyibo abalindayo. Unkosikazi Emeli Ngwenya uthi ubuhlungu kakhulu ngokwenzakeleyo ethi amalungelo abo njengezisebenzi ayephuliwe.
Into esizwisa kakhulu ubuhlungu ukuthi azange siphiwe inotice ukuthi ngikhona kusasa lingasabuyi kumbe 3 months inotice. Babongokuthi sisemsebenzini ejutini kwathiwa kusasa lingasabuyi emsebenzini. Isizathu asitshelwanga ukuthi kuyini. Sesiyakhala sicasa kuleyinye ikhampani.
Unkosikazi Ngwenya uthi izisebenzi zenkampani ye-Remicon Security yaseHarare yizo esezilinda kochophisi ngakwelinye icele abe-GuardTech Security abasazwakali ukuthi bathini ngalokhu ngoba kukhanya belobudlelwano lenkampani yeHarare.
Lakathesi ihofisi ayisitsheli iqiniso ukuthi yona ime ngaphi kumbe banobudlelwane labona babantu kumbe abanabudlelwane asikwazi.
Omunye njalo omiswe umsebenzi umnumzana Dennis Brown uthi udaba lwabo sebeluphanyeke eNational Employment Council ngoba babuhlungu ngendlela abaxotshwe ngayo umsebenzi.
A new section yayisibuyile bafika abantu labana they were deployed thina sasi-off and we had no place to report to for emsebenzini. We had to report to the office e-officini bafika basayinisa ama-letter of notification vele sesimile umsebenzi.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu kobulawayo i-Save Matabeleland ithi sokulomkhuba omubi wokuletha abantu abasuka kwezinye izigaba zelizwe ukuba bazosebenza kobulawayo. Ilunga le-Save Matabeleland umnumzana Ndodana Moyo uthi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi abasakhulayo basukume balwele ilungelo labo ngoba okwehlele izisebenzi ze-GuardTech akwehlukananga lokwenzakala ezesa ukuqhatsha abasuka phandle kwakobulawayo engathi kabekho abasakhulayo abafuna umsebenzi kuleli dolobho.
Luswazi esilutholayo ngikhange ngicabangela kakhulu imuli zabantu bonabo abagunyulwe imisebenzi. Ngiyasekela kakhulu othi igugurawundi esitshintshile kuphela kodwa ilokhu isibulala njengabantu bakulo umhlubulo.
I-Save Matabeleland isibike ukuba iza kuyakhulumisana labaqondisi be-GuardTech babuyisele izisebenzi kumbe bayephanyeka udaba lolu emadale aphezulu. Iningi lezisebenzi ezimiswe umsebenzi zithi okuzwisisa ubuhlungu kakhulu yikuthi ezinye zazo ezinjengezihlobo zabakhokheli benkampani kazimiswanga umsebenzi kodwa zisiwe ukuyasebenza kwamanye amavinkili akochophisi. Ezinye njalo zithi zingabe zimiswe umsebenzi ngenxa yabanye babo ababanjwa beseba mhlawumbe sebefela bona abazi. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
UZulu secodoze kakhulu inhlanganiso ebona ngezabantwana iUNICEF ngokusola ukuphatheka kwabantwana bakamnumzana iTaiza Mara kuhlelo lokutshengisela ngeviki edluleyo besola ukuthunjwa lokunyamalala kukababa wabo. I-UNICEF yethule umbiko ngempelasonto isithi imuli yakoZamara yenze ihlazo ngokusebenzisa abantwana laba kuhlelo zombusazwe. Kodwa abemuli kaZamara loZulu jikelele namhla basole kakhulu i-UNICEF besithi abantwana bakaZamara balelungelo lokutshengisela phezu kokunyamalala kukababa wabo. Basole njalo i-UNICEF besithi njenganini lapho eyake ikhulume khona ngendaba ezinje nanku ayikaze iwuvule umlomo kuzo zonke izikhathi lapho ibandla leZANU-PF elivala khona izikolo abantwana bebanjwa ngamandla ukuphatheka emhlanganweni yaleli bandla. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Udlakela oluqale ngomgqibelo edolobheni leMilwaukee eWisconsin khonapha eMelika luqhubekele phambili namuhla lobangelwa ikufuthelana phakathi kwamapolisa labantu ekade betshengisela besola ukudutshulwa kosakhulayo obeleminyaka elithumi lathoba mnembili onsundu ngamapolisa. Umongameli Edgar Lungu kwele Zambia nguye obikwa inqobe kukhetho oluqhutshwe kulelo lizwe ngesilinganiso sokungamachumi amahlanu ekhulwini i-50%. obencintisana laye uHakainde Hichilema owebandla le-United Party for National Development uthole i-48%. Uhulumende uthi senqume ukusungula uhlelo lokuphathisa ababulawa ngomkhuhlane wezinso ukuze babe lakho ukuthola ezinye hatshi ukuthi baphile ngendlela ye-dialysis elendleko enkulu njalo okumele yenziwe njalo nje maviki wonke. Kubika uNotando Spanda.
Uhlelo lolu lukhangelelwe ukuphathwa esibhedlela seShitumbiza lapho osokuqalile ukufakwa imishina edingakalayo. IZimbabwe yamisa uhlelo lokupha abagulayo izinso ama-kidney transplants ngenxa yokuswelakala kwabodokotela abazincithiza nomsebenzi. Lokhu bese kubamba ngamandla ababulawa izinso ukuthembela kundlela yokwelatshwa e-dialysis kumbe nxa belemali bahambe kwamanye amazwe ukuyahlinzwa bathole izinso ezintsha. Unkosikazi Bongiwe Mlawuzi ongumongikazi uthi ukupha izinso ezintsha yindlela engcono yokwelapha lo mkhuhlane. Ukutholakala kwezinso uthi akuhluphi njengezinye izitho zomzimba ngoba umuntu ulezinso ezimbili, ngakho ulakho ukupha isihlobo sakhe eyodwa bonke baphile. Akufani lezitho ezinjengenhliziyo lapho okumele kufe omunye umuntu anduba isigulane siyithole.
Nambona kungumbono omuhle lo sibili, siyawubonga ukuthi eChitungwiza sokuzaba lo kidney transplant ukuthi kuyancedisa kakhulu abantu izizalwane zalapha eZimbabwe ukuthi zihambe siyathola uncedo, ngoba khathesi into yade khona ngokuthi abantu yade behamba every now and again behamba ku-dialysis.
Umnumzana Melusi Jubane oyisakhamuzi uthi umkhuhlane wezinso usukulele abantu abaningi ikakhulu abahlala emaphandleni abangenelisi ukuza emadolobheni okulemitshina njalo nje maviki wonke. Ethi kuvamile njalo ukuthi izigulane zithole kungiyela odokotela kumbe imitshina ingasebenzi bese kuthiwa beze ngelinye ilanga, kuthi labo okuyabe kuvele kusele udokoza nje lihleli batshonele enkangala.
Abantu bayabuya befuna kuzokhangelwa ngudokotela oyingcitshi bemthole ngekho, bebiselwe emakhaya ukuthi bazabuya ngelanga elithile. Abanye abasabi lesikhathi sokuphenduka ngoba impilo ihle ingasabi khona.
Unkosikazi Julian Dlovu oyisakhamuzi uthi uhlupho olungaba khona nje ku-kidney transplant yikwesaba okusebantwini ukupha izitho zabo zomzimba kwabanye okungakajwayeleki. Wengeze esithi kunzima ebantwini abamnyama ukuthi baphe izitho zomzimba lalapho isihlobo sesifile ngenxa yenkolo zesintu ezithi isidumbu siyahlonitshwa njalo kumele zingcwatshwe esiphelele.
Kunje esintwini thina sikujayelanga ukuthi umuntu uyakhipha isitho sakhe enika omunye umuntu. Kuzaba nzima sibili emuntwini jikelele ukuthi akuzwisise ukuthi uyakwanisa ukukhipha i-kidney A1 ayidonate, ngoba thina vele esintwini even umuntu engafa akululanga ukuthi kuthiwa ngizadonate amanye ama-organs ami.
Unkosikazi Rita Nyathi walahlekelwa yindodana kwiminyaka emibili edluleyo ngenxa yomkhuhlane wezinso uthi yena wayezimisele ukupha inso yakhe kodwa kwehlula ngoba zazingekho incitshi zokwenza nomsebenzi elizweni njalo bona njengemboli bengelayo imali yokumusa emazweni. Uqhubeke esithi ye kungaba nzima ukupha umuntu ongaziwayo kodwa nxa kuyisihlobo esiseduzane njengomntwana kumbe umzali iningi labantu liyasukumela phezulu.
Noma kumuntu engingamaziyo as long as iza uma izamsebenzela, ngoba ngiyabambona ukuthi khona mina kungandithabisa kakhulu ngoba ngiyabasenzisetshenziswa inkosi lami ukuthi impilo yomunye umuntu iqhubekele phambili. Kumbe uzathola iminyaka emibili emithathu la yakwanisa ukulungisa izinto zakamele azilungise empilweni yakhe.
Ingcitshi kwezempilakahle zithi lanxa ukuhlinzwa lokhu kungaqala kudula ngenxa yokuthi kuzadingakala ukuthi odokotela bafundiswe lomsebenzi, ngokuya kwesikhathi lokhu kuzaba lula kunokwenza i-dialysis okumele yenziwe kathathu ngeviki umuntu aze ayekufa nxa elomkhuhlane lo. I-dialysis indlela yokukhipha ingcekeza emzimbeni lapho izinso zingasenelisi ukwenza lomsebenzi. Indlela yokwelatshwa nge-dialysis yenziwa ngembadalo esukela kumashumi amahlanu amadola i-$50 isiya kukhulu lengxenye i-$150 ngaso sonke isikhathi isigulane sisiza esibhedlela. Okutsho ukuthi iningi labantu alenelisi ukwelatshwa njalo nezibhedlela ezile mitshina le zizintutshwane le mitshina isigugile. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngingunothando Smanda.
Kwanele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo, lilale.